Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, in this week's episode, I'm going to be giving you four things to help you deal with betrayal. And as I went over my content thinking, what can we plan for certain months? I thought, you know what? During the month of December, we're celebrating Jesus's birthday, and I wanted to kind of focus on a trait of his each week, or something that he has gone through that can help us get through our hard. And specifically this week, what resonated with me to share with you is betrayal, how to get through betrayal. And as I've sat there and pondered and thought about it, you know, everybody deals with betrayal in so many different ways. It could be, no matter what it is, you're going to go through it in your life if you haven't already on some level of whether it's a break of trust, you know, a burning of a relationship, a friendship, a marriage, you know, there's a myriad of things that cause betrayal in our lives, and it's devastating. It is so hard. But before I jump into that, if you are listening to my podcast, go ahead and leave me a review. If you're watching me on YouTube, I would love, like Wyatt and his buddies said, turn on those notifications, hit that bell, thumbs up, leave a comment. I'm so grateful for your interaction with me, and I love to get on my emails in the mornings and see those of you who've commented and talk back and forth and help you get through your hard by being vulnerable and sharing how I help others. Which is another thing, if you're needing help to get through something hard, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. There you can click on mentoring and then see my schedule and schedule a like 30-minute free consult where we can talk and see if I can help you get through your hard in your life, whatever that's looking like for you. Now on to the episode. Is number one, if you are dealing with betrayal, you need to feel the hole inside. So many people just want to brush over it and ignore it. But like so many other instances in our life, if we do not address the hurt and the trauma and the pain by giving it space, it's going to show up in other ways in our life. I have seen that intimately in my own life, and I, as well as in the lives of my clients. You need to really try and grieve over the loss of the betrayal. And it's okay. Journal it. Talk to a trusted friend, a mentor, or whatever you need to do, but you need to address that hole so then you can work on feeling the hole. So number two, dealing with betrayal. Seek someone who has survived the same betrayal and come out on the other side. Be very leery of hanging out with people who've gone through the same thing, who are still bitter, who are still angry, and who still obsess over the wrong that has come to them. You know what I'm talking about, right? I know if you're listening, you're like, oh yeah, I know. I can see that person in my mind, the person who's gone through hard and been a victim and who cannot get out of the victim mentality. Avoid talking to somebody if you're trying to heal and get through the betrayal. So don't get pulled in and pulled down by people who can't get out of being the victim. Because you even might on all paper, judge, jury, you're the victim, but you can't live in that mentally. If you do, it's going to torture you. The bitter, the anger, it will build and grow into something that and someone that you don't want to be. So put yourself around people that have been through it, who are someone you want to emulate, how their behavior is and how the quality of their life is. Like, I know you look at people and you're like, oh my gosh, how could they move forward after something so horrible happened to them? and I admire them. You know, you can visualize that person that you hold in high esteem and high regard that has been through something really hurtful and painful, and reach out to somebody like that, that is a hero in your life. So number two. So three, work toward a better tomorrow. Okay. Don't keep focusing on the past and the hurt. Focus on how you want to feel and how you want to live your life and the quality that you want it to be. How the heck are you going to do that? I'm telling you, I have been in that state personally where I've been betrayed by best friends, by a family member, and in a very close, intimate relationship as well. And it is so difficult to not be consumed with the pain. And I finally got to the point where one of the times I just, if you're listening to my stuff, I'm a big Christian, you know, praying so hard. And I was listening to, good talks and things that related to the topic of betrayal. And it really helped me know that as I forgive, even if they don't ask for forgiveness, if I forgive them and I can move forward and visualize how I want my life to be, God was able to fill in the gap and the hole. I don't know how. The atonement of Jesus Christ is magical. It is unexplained. But I know when you put your faith in the Savior to help you through hard and impossible things, He will show up for you. And the beauty of it is we don't know that until we have actual hard times to go through. And just like my intro, if you're listening to my podcast, you know, those hard times can refine you and make you a better version of you and be more empathetic and understanding. You know, maybe down the road, your child or your best friend is going to go through the same betrayal, and then it will be like, oh my gosh, the light will flicker and you'll be like, I know why I had to go through that, because I can be God's hands and help someone else through it, which is what I do every day with my job, and I love it. So again, number three, work toward what you want. When you nourish those seeds of bitter anger and resentment, they're going to grow. So you got to really focus your attention on how you want to feel differently and what you can do to get there. So again, remember, where your focus goes, your energy flows. Number four. All right. You need to counter self-pity. It's really important. How do you do that? How the heck do you get out of why me? I'm so sad. This is so hurtful. This was so hard. It's very easy to stay in that zone. And like I talked about in number one, you have to acknowledge that. You have to go there. But in order to get out of it, you need to seek out activities that will build your self-esteem, whether that's reaching out to friends, reaching out to people who need help that might be hurting, loving your families, those in your home, those coworkers that you have, just doing one small little thing each day to reach out to someone will help build your self-esteem. So just remember, if you're going through betrayal, there's so many other resources and things that can help mitigate that pain and that bitterness. One of them being a mentor. So if you are in that field and you're needing extra help and guidance, I would be honored to walk this journey with you. You can reach out to me again on my website. But don't forget these four things. If you are going through a betrayal, reach out to people. Don't live in it. You got to feel the pain, but move through it. Reach out to people who have been through something similar and have thrived because of it. And don't be a victim. Try to help others. And I am honored to be able to talk to you guys every week. Leave a comment if there's something particularly you're struggling with. Circling this back to our Savior. He did nothing to deserve the betrayal that he got. Right? Remember when he was betrayed with a kiss from one of his dearest best friends for 30 pieces of silver. And it's easy to get lost in the betrayal and the hurt and get swallowed up in it. But know that so many people have risen above it and have become better because of it. And the Savior can help you, can help heal that anger, bitterness, resentment, and hurt, and help fill the cracks of the hole that is in your heart. Because I know it, I've seen it in my own personal life and in the lives of those that I help. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great week. Have a happy start to your December, and I'll talk to you.